Right now, joining us with the Alliance Defending Freedom is Logan Spinay. He is with, he's one of the attorneys, actually, who is representing Vivian Garrity, who is suing, in a federal lawsuit, suing Jackson Local Schools because she says she was forced to resign after she refrained from using the preferred pronouns for a couple students. Logan, how are you on this Friday morning?
I'm doing fine. I hope you're doing well as well.
Yes, we appreciate you coming on, sir. What are you representing your client for? Can you break all of this down for us right now in this segment?
I think it's really two things. The first one is that nobody should be forced to set aside their religious beliefs as a condition of being a public servant. That includes a public school teacher. And the second one is that the government isn't supposed to adopt a preferred set of views on fundamental issues, especially something like what makes a man or a boy or a girl, and especially it can't, decide what the approved set of views are and then force people to agree and force people to mouth their own support for those views as a condition of holding public employment. So really this case gets to both of those issues, and I think the courts will ultimately vindicate Vivian's constitutional rights.
All right, so the courts say they vindicate it, as you and your firm and Vivian are hoping. Then where do you go from there, Logan? I mean, are you trying to fight then to get her job back at Jackson Local Schools, or is she done there? Is that a rock that cannot be turned over?
We think that she should be reinstated there. The law provides for that. When a public employee is terminated for her exercise of constitutional rights, reinstatement is one remedy that's available to her, and we'll be asking for that. We'll also be asking for a declaration that the school's policy is unconstitutional and an injunction against them forcing Vivian to have to use names and pronouns to communicate a message that a child has transitioned to another gender going forward. And we think that kind of victory will secure Vivian's rights and will also protect the rights of all teachers.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Logan. People... They're saying, right? They're messaging us. They're calling us and saying it is a teacher's job to show up and teach the curriculum. What do you think about that when you hear that?
I agree. It's the teacher's job to show up and teach the curriculum. And that's what Vivian did for 2 years without a single complaint. And in this case, no students complained about her either. She found out that she was asked to participate in a student's social transition. That goes outside of the curriculum. And she went to her principal to try and find a way to keep doing her job. And within 2 hours of finding out that she had a religious basis for being unable to personally validate, as applied to these particular children, a particular view of sex and gender identity, within 2 hours of finding out that she had a religious basis for doing that, they forced her to resign. So this shows, one, a violation of her rights to free speech by forcing her to speak, and two, an unconstitutional hostility to her religious motivation. This goes well beyond her doing her job, which she always did. This is trying to force her to personally participate in the social transition of specific children.
Okay, so I appreciate you breaking that down for us. And I have the statement in full from Jackson Local Schools right now in response to this federal lawsuit. And they say the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights has made it clear it will enforce Title IX's ban on discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. It is also important to correct some misinformation that is circulating related to the situation. Then they go on to talk about their policy. So, sir, when you hear that, do you think that this toes any discrimination based on gender identity? Or do you think that this is all just, the bottom line is the religious beliefs?
There's absolutely no discrimination. And the way that you can always test for whether discrimination is going on is to take the characteristic that you're talking about here, gender identity, and ask, does gender identity cause someone to get treated differently? And as far as Vivian's concerned, the answer to that is no. She addresses all students consistent with their sex. She doesn't use, quote unquote, preferred pronouns for anybody. If a student comes to her and says, I want you to treat me differently by using pronouns in a way that's either connected to the opposite sex or unconnected to any sex at all, she's going to decline that request, but not because she's treating someone differently based on their identity. It's based on her own beliefs. And to give an example that's helpful, I think, you can imagine a female student that's not transgender. She knows she's a female student, But if she came to Vivian and said, hey, I want you to use he, him pronouns for me too, just out of solidarity for my transgender classmates, for example, Vivian would decline that request as well. So it's not discrimination at all based on gender identity. Vivian treats all students equally. She can't use her own voice to promote messages that violate her beliefs, though.
What do you think that this lawsuit, what message do you think it puts out there for maybe other teachers who they're kind of in the same boat? Is this trying to set a statement with this lawsuit?
First and foremost, we're trying to protect everyone's constitutional rights not to be compelled to use your own voice to promote a message that violates your core beliefs or is harmful to other people. The one thing this lawsuit is not about trying to use words that will be somehow distressing to students or whatever else. It's only about freedom not to be forced to say something that violates your own conscience. But we do think every teacher has the right to be free from that sort of compulsion. And so if other teachers look to this, we hope that they will be encouraged to stand on their own constitutional rights and abide by their conscience.
Okay, well, I appreciate you breaking that down for us, because I know I have a lot of people who listen to my radio show every day. And, you know, since this case came out on Tuesday, since it was made public, a lot of people, they have their own beliefs, and rightfully so. They're saying, you know, a teacher's job is just to show up, teach, it shouldn't matter. And then other people are saying, no, the teacher does have their rights as well. What about that separation of church and state? In your opinion, do you feel, Logan, as though this may be towing that line of church and state?
I don't think it gets anywhere close to that line. And it's sort of related to what you just said about people in your audience having a whole bunch of different views on the subject. That's kind of our whole point, right? There's a whole bunch of different views on this subject. The science is still under debate. But the school is the one that is picking one specific viewpoint about this issue and how to respond to it. They're saying that as soon as anybody manifests an identity that's inconsistent with their sex, the only thing you can do is immediately use your own voice to affirm it. They're the ones picking a position on this matter that has religious implications. They're the ones taking a side and forcing everyone to go along with that. Vivian's just asking not to be compelled. She's not asking to spread her own religious views in school.
Now, I know, I mean, you can technically speak on behalf of your client, and, you know, maybe you don't know exactly what's going through her mind, but would it be a little awkward for Vivian to return to the school setting knowing that all of this, the lawsuit and everything that's public opinion has been brought on this week? Say you guys do win this federal suit, would she return? I think that's the big question. Would she return and then, you know, face the two students and everyone else within the community?
That's her intent. And I think Jackson's a large enough school district that this can be accommodated. She's always done a good job in her job. And frankly, just the way that this happened so quickly, I think it's illustrative of the school district made a really ill-considered decision. But I don't think any of that bodes ill for her ability to go back and to do what she loves, which is teach. And obviously, you know, students move through classes. It's going to be mostly new students going forward in the future. So Vivian, she cares about her students. She's a good teacher. I think she'll be perfectly capable of reintegrating there. And at any rate, it's absolutely critical, both for Vivian and for the citizens of this country who want to serve in public service, to understand that the Constitution protects you from being forced to resign when you try to live consistent with your deeply held religious beliefs or just your scientific understanding.
How long has she been a teacher there and within the Jackson Local School District?
She was starting her third year this fall.
Okay.
She got through two full years of starting her third year.
And what are these religious views? What are these religious beliefs that prohibit her from using some of the preferred pronouns? Because I feel as though we haven't gotten a breakdown of that. Do you mind sharing that with us?
Sure, I can go into that to some degree. So the basic view is she's obliged by her faith not to tell lies. She's obliged by her faith to treat everyone with dignity and respect. And she's obliged by her faith not to do things that are harmful for people. So that's the faith component. Her scientific understanding is that human beings are a two-sex species, and this is defined by the way that our bodies are organized for reproduction. So to use her voice to express the opposite view, that what makes somebody a boy or a girl is solely their identity and not their sex, she believes it violates her religious belief against lying. And it's also the case that science is increasingly showing that the majority of children that identify in this way will desist without any kind of intervention. But social transition, using names and pronouns to communicate that a transition has occurred, that's not a neutral approach. That's an active intervention, and it has its own effect psychologically on these children and increases the probability that they're going to go on to medical transition, which has irreversible impacts that children are not capable of assessing. So this means that it also violates her religious belief against doing harm to her students. She believes she has to be honest. She has to still treat all of her students with dignity, respect, and compassion. And she believes that she can't do them harm. But being compelled to participate in this social transition of students violates all those beliefs.
Well, thank you for answering that in full and going into detail. I just have one more question for you, Logan. Is she currently working? Is Vivian currently in a workplace right now? Or has she just resigned in August and been going unpaid for 5 months?
So she's tried to get other teaching positions and hasn't been able to do that. And she's doing some part-time work now.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming on today, Logan Spinay with Alliance Defending Freedom. We hope that we're able to speak to you down the road as this lawsuit progresses through the federal court system. Logan, thank you so much for coming on today, sir.
Thank you. Bye.